John, here we are about just over a month away from the city election. We have two mayoral candidates, and neither one of these candidates has really answered a question that's been on a lot of voters' minds.
That's
a lot
right.
of our listeners who have called in to First Coast Connect and commented on our Facebook page want to know where these candidates stand on expanding the city's human rights ordinance to protect gay and transgender residents of Jacksonville.
Right.
Have you heard either of these candidates give a straight answer on this question?
No.
Why is this a business story?
It's a business story because the business community is really in favor of this. The chambers come out in favor of it. The Civic Council is in favor of it. And the reason they favor it is that they believe it will help them recruit talented young people. It will improve the city's image. And it's very necessary for them to get the people they need, especially in the technology areas. So that raises the question, with business, you know, fully behind this, why won't one of these two candidates come out, or both, and come out and say, yeah, this would be a good idea and it would help the city? And I've thought about this a lot, and I've heard that question a lot. Believe me, that is a question that's on voters' minds. And I think the reason is the candidates are, and their campaigns are, making a very cold political calculation that there's more votes to lose coming out in favor of expanding a human rights ordinance to include gay people. There's more votes to lose than there is to gain, and that it would be better in a very close race, and this is going to be a close one, to just not upset that very large conservative voting bloc in Jacksonville.
All right. Well, thank you very much. That's WJCT business analyst John Burr. Thank you.
You're welcome.